For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says China was responsible for around 30% of world economic growth during the first half of this year. Li notes amid a slowing world economy, China's 7% growth during the first half of the year was not an easy achievement. He adds the world's second largest economy will not make a hard landing. The Premier made the remarks today at the opening ceremony of the Summer Davos Forum in the northeastern city of Dalian. This year's forum focuses on innovation and entrepreneurship, with more than 1,700 business leaders and experts from over 90 countries. Authorities say Apple's computer subsidiary in China failed to pay 452 million yuan, or about 70 million U.S. dollars, in taxes that were due by the end of 2013. According to a report by the Ministry of Finance, the firm also underreported 8.8 billion yuan of revenue and 3.4 billion yuan of costs. It also overstated 5.4 billion yuan of profits. Apple's paid back the taxes and late fees. The problems being disclosed along with violations of rules in other state-owned, private, and foreign companies. The Chinese embassy in Iraq says it's not received any information about the kidnapping of a Chinese hostage by the Islamic State. Beijing-based newspaper The Mirror reported the news on Thursday following the Islamic State's claim that it's holding a Chinese hostage. The groups identified the Chinese hostage as 50-year-old Fan Jinghui, who's from Shijingshan District in Beijing. He's described by the Islamic State as an independent contractor. The group's demanding an unspecified amount as ransom for the release of Fan and a Norwegian man after capturing the two in Syria. Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg confirmed that a Norwegian hostage was being held but insisted that Norway would not pay a ransom. A demining mission along the China-Vietnam border has been approved by the State Council and the Central Military Commission. The mission will be carried out along the southwestern border areas in Yunnan Province and Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region. It'll finish by the end of 2017. Many of the team members have participated in demining operations as part of UN peacekeeping missions. Local governments will give progress reports to the public and guarantee local residents' safety. Two other mine-clearing missions along the China-Vietnam border occurred from 1992 to 1994 and 1997 to 1999. A missile frigate with the Chinese Navy is now on its way to attend an international fleet review commemorating the 70th anniversary of Indonesian independence. The frigate Yuncheong set off on Thursday morning. It's expected to arrive in Indonesia on September 14th. Yuncheong was deployed in escort missions in the Gulf of Aden in 2011 and 2014 and has so far visited 8 foreign countries, including Britain, Thailand, and Mozambique. This is the third time that China's Navy's attended Indonesia's independence celebrations. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has expressed hopes for her country to join the BRICS bloc, which groups Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. She made the plea during a ceremony on Wednesday in Buenos Aires, where she was accompanied by former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Kirchner asked Lula to become an ambassador for Argentina to be integrated into BRICS. Argentina is the third strongest economy in Latin America after Brazil and Mexico. South Korean Defense Minister Hanmin Koo says there have been no signs of a test of any long-range rockets from North Korea. Ahead of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the governing party of North Korea, speculation over such a test has been raised. However, Han told lawmakers on Thursday during a parliamentary audit of government offices that there have been no such signs detected yet. The North will celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea on October the 10th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now in London. And during his two-day visit, Netanyahu will talk with British Prime Minister David Cameron on issues including the Palestinian peace talks and a possible ban on products manufactured in Jewish settlements in West Bank territory claimed by the Palestinians. CRI English Service will celebrate its 68th birthday tomorrow. The service started its first broadcast on September 11, 1947, in northern China. In 1986, CRI launched its domestic broadcast, later known as Easy FM. In 1998, CRIEnglish.com officially went into operation, marking a transition from pure radio waves to multimedia content. Programs heard on the CRI English Service are also available online. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.